As he drove back to Paradise, Jesse's thoughts turned from the meeting to the flyers that had been put on car windshields on the blocks surrounding Molly's house. Many of Molly's neighbors had been rightfully outraged. Suit told Jesse that some of the people he'd spoken with were in tears that such a thing could happen in Paradise. Jesse was too experienced a cop to think that any place, even a town called Paradise, was insulated from evil. There had been ample evidence of that since the day he'd arrived. But the thing Jesse couldn't get out of his head was not that people had called the police or the mayor's office about the racist leaflets, or that some of them were in tears. He understood those reactions. What concerned Jesse were the neighbors who hadn't called. He was confident most of them were also pretty upset, but weren't the type of people to call the police, and that some were the type to simply shred the flyers and throw them away. Most people hunker down and hope bad things will just blow over like a nor'easter. But what concerned Jesse most of all were the people in town who agreed with the sentiments expressed in the flyer. As he had said to the mayor, nothing happened in a vacuum. And if Jesse was wondering about this, so were Molly's neighbors. Hate grows best in the soil of distrust, and it was easy to imagine that some of Paradise's citizens were looking at one another with a little less confidence in their character than they had only a day or two ago. But just as it hadn't been Jesse's job to act the cop at the meeting, it wasn't his job to be the thought police. As repugnant to him as those flyers were, people had a right to their hatreds. The only law that had been broken was a town ordinance against posting bills without a permit. Still, between what had happened in Swan Harbor and the cross-burning at the Patels, he could not escape the feeling that the worst was yet to come. Jesse called Suit's home number as he came into town. Elena picked up. Hi, Jesse. Elena, is Luther around? You know, it's all right for you to call him Suit. Even when you don't say it, you say it.
Is he there?
Sorry, but he's not home.
Where is he?
Elena hesitated on the other end of the line. Jesse could almost hear her brain working on an answer that he would believe.
Elena, do us both a favor and just tell me the truth. I won't be mad at Suit. I can never stay mad at him anyway.
He got really angry when he saw my reaction to those horrible flyers. I guess I lost it a little bit, and you know how Luther gets.
I know.
Well,
come on, Elena.
He's staking out the old part of town down by Pilgrim Cove because
Suit thinks that's where the flyers will be put on cars tonight.
I was thinking about that myself, he said. That's why I was calling, to see if he wanted to earn some overtime. This isn't about money, Jesse. This is our town.
I understand. It's mine, too. Thanks.
What are you going to do?
Buy him a cup of coffee and sit with him.
Good night, Jesse.
Jesse hit the disconnect button on his steering wheel and drove through town. Instead of heading home, he stopped at the Gull and picked up a large coffee. The barman winked at Jesse and asked him if he wanted a little Jameson or Black Label in it as a hedge against the chill. Jesse waved him off, thanking him for the offer. 2 months ago, he wouldn't have thought twice about an offer like that, or about accepting it. Now, all he wanted to do was get to Suit.